You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Recently, reporter Nicholas Harder was in his neighborhood in San Francisco's Richmond District when he heard an eerie hum floating through the air. It was loud enough to catch his attention, the attention of his roommate, and his entire neighborhood. He hopped on his bike and journeyed out with his recorder to discover why the north side of the city is suddenly being bathed in mysterious ethereal tones. Here's Nick.
It's a windy summer day in the city. I'm working from home at my place in the Richmond District when my roommate, Kelsey Alonzo, comes in my room and asks me, "Do you hear that?" "Hear what?" I ask her. She walks me over to a window at the front of the house and points out.
"It's very ominous."
There's this strange hum floating over the city. Maybe you can't tell in the recording, but it's loud, like it's in the air. Kelsey and I figure it must be ringing through the whole neighborhood.
"It's coming from north."
"It comes from the north."
Obviously, I have to hop on my bike and go chase it down.
"Ooh, just got a blast of it. It's fainter now that I'm not on the third story of the house. Okay, I'm going up 22nd now."
It's coming from the north, so I head up 22nd Avenue to Lake Street at the top of the neighborhood and listen again. I'm trying to guess what it is, and it's summer during Corona, right? So I'm thinking maybe it's like a group of teenagers having some sort of weird meditation bowl party or something.
"I bet you they're celebrating, doing some kind of ceremony or something." Wild guess.
My part of the neighborhood ends in this gorge, Lobos Valley, and the humming is coming from across the gorge down by where Baker Beach is. So I scoot down there and check it out.
Okay, so I just got my first look at the entire length of the beach. And I hate to see that I don't see any high school seniors sitting in a circle with some meditation bowls. It seems to be coming from the Golden Gate Bridge, which is at the far end of the beach, past it actually.
I bike through the Presidio and end up at a viewpoint right above the Golden Gate. It's windy, as you can hear, but even with the trees blowing, the sound is so loud, it feels like it's reverberating through me. Below me, there's this employee parking lot for bridge workers and a gated fence that leads back into some more buildings. I spot a bunch of guys in overalls and gear going in and out of this gate. I'm thinking one of them might know what's going on.
"How's it going, man?" "Good." "Hey, I'm trying to figure out why the bridge makes that noise."
Lucky for me, I seem to have caught them right as they're switching shifts, and a bridge electrician confirms that the noise is coming from the bridge, but he doesn't know what's causing it.
"I was wondering the same thing.
Oh, really?
My guess is it has to do with the new railings they installed, but that's just a guess. I couldn't tell you for sure, man.
All right.
Sorry."
I talked to a few more iron workers, and surprise, surprise, they don't know either.
"Someone knows though, right?"
"Yeah, someone knows for sure. That's loud as f***. So we're on Midspan. Yeah, we heard out there on Midspan, but we still don't know. We're asking too."
I end up in the administration building by the South Toll booths, which you've probably driven through. There I meet a young man with curly black hair, bright blue eyes, and a matching blue collared shirt.
"My name is Paolo Kozlich-Schwartz. I'm a spokesperson for the Golden Gate Bridge Highway and Transportation District."
Paolo has all the answers. It is because of the new railing that they installed on the west side of the center of the bridge. The bridge makes that noise as the wind passes through the new rails.
"Almost like a wind chime. It was absolutely harmonic and musical. Largely, it had been a very localized, low-level harmonic resonance. And then Friday is when we saw sort of the perfect storm of conditions to create the louder sound that people were tweeting and recording and commenting about online."
I ask Paolo if the rails are still under construction, and he says they are. So I ask him if it's going to get louder, because when it gets going, I can already hear it from my house on 25th and Geary, like 2 miles away. Paolo says he doesn't know.
"We did scale model testing. We engaged the world's foremost experts on bridge aerodynamics. But, you know, it's a limit of the testing and the analysis that we did not know that it would the sound would be quite so audible."
You see, the new rails are part of a larger wind retrofit the bridge has been going through. They're retrofitting to install a suicide prevention net underneath the bridge. That heavy-duty net, necessary as it is going to act like a sail, just catching tons of wind under the bridge. And if the bridge gets too wind resistant as a result of this net, it can start wobbling and pull itself apart. So these new aerodynamic rails are meant to compensate for the net. They're meant to keep the bridge structurally sound, and the acoustic effect, as Paolo calls it, is actually just a byproduct of the new, more aerodynamic design.
We expect it will only happen in very rare and specific circumstances when the wind is approaching the bridge from a very specific direction at very high speeds.
Not only that, but it's possible that as they complete the retrofit, this new sound could disappear. It might just be an ephemeral phenomenon, not a permanent addition. Either way, Paolo says we should not expect to hear it often.
This is not something you'll be going to bed hearing. This is not something you'll be waking up to in the morning. It will only really happen on those rare days when the stars align to create this new sound.
But for now, if you're visiting the Golden Gate Bridge and the wind is blowing real hard and from just the right angle, you might just be lucky enough to hear her sing. In San Francisco, I'm Nicholas Harder for Cross Currents.
Nick originally recorded that story for his podcast, Out of Trouble. Look for it on your podcast player to hear a longer version and more of his intriguing stories.